Hey guys, Tim here. Wanted to jump in and give you an opportunity. You can support our show. I don't know if you know this, but the number one way podcasts spread and grow is through referrals. It's through people telling their friends, hey, I found this podcast and I love it and I think you'll love it too. And so if you've been listening to this show for a while and you love it, share it with your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing that, but maybe you're not. Send a link. Send us something out to one of your friends. All the apps make that super easy. Just share it. And if this is your first time listening to this show, do that too. Just give it a shot. Send it to some people. Act like you love it and then listen to it. And then maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Maybe it pays off for you. But yeah, just go ahead real quick before this episode starts. Hit share. Tell your friends about it. And then that will go a long way to help this show grow and continue to be here for the next 70 years. We're not going to live that long.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Have you ever heard of Las Vegas Tunnel Town?
Okay. So, is it similar to the carpal tunnels? He's got a shirt that's got an American flag that says, this country is yours, mine, and ours, you know?
What do they put? Disney's Frozen Head. Like, this is us?
Nope.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy responds, yeah, I think it's behind the secret pizza place at Cosmo.
Things I learned last night.
Yeah.
Okay, I have heard of this only because Reagan has told me about it before.
Oh,
but
really?
She didn't tell me about it. She just said it exists. And I was like, what does that mean? Because like, does Springfield have tunnels?
Yes. Yeah,
because there's like tunnels. Rumors about the tunnels.
Yep.
A lot of cities have tunnels.
Yes. A lot of cities have tunnels.
Yeah.
Some
of them have trains in those tunnels.
So Las Vegas Tunnel Town is a town on the edge of Las Vegas, where you can go and it mimics what life would be like in it's a Renaissance festival.
Oh, okay. Is it really?
No.
Oh. Over here we've got everyone else calls them funnel cakes. We call them tunnel cakes. You know.
Get
your daggum headphone cord. Put it in a tunnel.
It's my hood.
You just gotta like
stop petting it.
Yeah, what are you doing with it though? Why is it dangling down the front of your thing? This is a professional podcast. Go ahead, Tunnel Town.
Underneath Las Vegas,
I want there to be like a full like tunnel people. Like it looks like that weird person from the
from the photo from the procedurally generated
that's
photo.
What's down in the tunnels.
Yeah, that's it's pretty
the no vocal cord kid lives down there. I guess they all sound like they're just like
it's a community of people that live underneath the Las Vegas Strip in a series of storm drains, sewers, old like actual like transport tunnels and mine shafts that's underneath the Las Vegas Strip.
Mine shafts in Vegas?
Yeah, under the strip. They were for gambling. They're the gambling shafts. That's what they called them originally. That's why Vegas became Vegas, because the miners would go gamble in those shafts that were in the center. Because it was in the gold rush. Everybody rushed to the West Coast. They had some there. Those ones specifically, they never found gold, so they turned them into underground casinos.
You see the episode of The Office where Michael Scott is like, sometimes I start a sentence and I hope I end up there. It's just 100% of what you do every single time that we talk. You just go, yeah, so the miners in the... They actually don't let miners into the casinos because they ID them. And you can't be a miner. And they're like, I'm 28 years old. And they're like, no, you're misunderstanding. We don't want miners
miners in here.
He's like, I'm
take
not a
your
miner.
Pickaxe and get the heck out
I'm
of here.
I'm a grown adult. No, I understand that you're a grown adult, but you can't come into our casinos. Go back to the tunnels where you belong.
You belong. Gamble down there.
And now they've just been down there gambling so long. You know, this is true, is that I was at a church, and there's a guy who's a private investigator. And I said, listen.
A PI,
if you will. And I said, listen, I don't want to do that thing that I'm sure everybody does to you.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the interesting things about your job? You know, because I'm sure everyone, like, when people find out I'm a comic, they go, oh, really? Tell me a joke, you know?
Yeah, I'm
assuming that for a PI, it's kind of like, oh, really? What's the craziest story you have? But I was like, okay, I don't want to do that. I want to know, what's a normal?
What's the most normal thing?
Like, yeah, what's
paperwork sometimes.
What's a good old Tuesday look like for a PI, you know? He said that most of his job is married couples hiring him to spy on their spouse.
Yep.
And he's in Oklahoma. And he said that most of what he does is he follows husbands to casinos because the wife thinks he's cheating. And so he follows him to a casino. He said he'll watch these guys gamble. And some of these guys are so addicted to gambling that they will literally not even leave the slot machine to go to the bathroom. They will just pee on the seat.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't walk into a casino and think about that and not think about that now. Because, like, they'll straight up just pee on them because they're afraid of missing the next.
Because they're afraid that
Yep. And he said that one time, one guy pulled the lever on the slot machine, a thing opened up, and he just fell into the tunnel. And I was like, no, I didn't want the crazy thing. I wanted the normal.
The casino manager was like, yeah, that guy's a minor.
That guy's a minor. Well, how can you tell?
He just got
black soot all over his face.
A pickaxe dangling from his waist.
Carries the pickaxe with him.
Yeah, it's just
like, that's my lucky pickaxe. You know? He's got a shirt that just says "axhole" on it. You know, like just like good old minor humor, like you find it at a gas station. You know, like one of those. Like, I bleed for the mines. You know,
At a Quick Chip. You chip away.
He's got a shirt that's got an American flag that says "This country is yours, mine, and ours." You know.
Yep.
So.
That's good.
Anyway,
I like this.
Yeah. So back to the tunnels.
Yeah. So there's these tunnels under Vegas.
There's like people who live down there.
Yeah. There's a population in 2019 of about 1,000 people who live down there.
You see that? We saw that documentary about cats, right? Those weird people who like hunted down that guy who's killing cats online.
Yeah.
That girl from Vegas, tunnel person.
Tunnel person. Yeah. So these.
Do there's like businesses down there? You know.
They got
their own little town.
Shady businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Illegal.
They got tunnel cakes, right? And they're like, there's an eye doctor down there. You know where I'm going. There's an eye doctor down there called Tunnel Vision.
He's like, yeah, doc, everything is just really dark. It's like, yeah, it's because you live in a tunnel.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have lights down here, dude. Idiot.
I prescribed to you a flashlight. You're going to want to take this prescription to your closest CVS.
Actually, I've got one over here. Hold on. It took you so long to figure out what I was doing.
Hold on. Just give me a second. Yeah, take this prescription.
Here you go. That is not a flashlight. I am so sorry.
Take this prescription to Walgreens. Because it was walls in the middle. It was a stretch. I was trying to get CVS.
Yeah, tunnels have walls. Okay.
I was trying to get CVS, but that one didn't work. What's another
sight aid?
No.
Right aid? That's decent.
Sight aid. I mean, yeah, but I'm thinking tunnel. Anyways.
Okay.
So
we can cut it out. Hey, Alex, write it down, but don't do anything with it. do they live in the tunnels? So they come out.
They live in the tunnels.
At night.
So it...
Tell me what they do.
They come out at night and they flash mob the strip. That's what all they do. No, it's a homeless population that lives in the tunnels underneath.
I imagine that
underneath Vegas,
houseless. But yeah,
And for the most part, the police don't stop it.
The police are like, dude, we're not going down there.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not going down there. The only time they ever go down there is if they have a warrant for a specific person because they were committing some sort of crime.
So this is straight up like you've seen Us.
Like This Is Us.
Nope.
Up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So
down.
But you've seen Us.
Down.
Have you seen Us?
No, I haven't seen Us.
Really?
Yeah. What is it?
Quality film. Where it's the Jordan Peele movie where there's like a duplicate of you.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You should watch it. It's good.
Yeah. I like Jordan Peele.
They're tunnel people. Spoiler. So,
yeah, they're probably the people from the movie.
Okay, so they all wear matching red jumpsuits.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a the police don't do much about it because it keeps the homeless people off the strip, which is their biggest revenue stream.
Yeah,
and so they let them just live down there. And so
which that sucks. They're just like, here, have a tunnel.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they were like, here, have.
I know they didn't, but I'm saying like, oh, that's a better place. Like, it's taken care of now. It's not, but out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly. And so the police don't go in there unless they have a reason to. Like, unless you're committing crimes above ground, they won't go in there. You can commit all the crime you want to down there, and they'll just ignore it. So they had their own tribes.
I was gonna say, like tunnel tribes, like mafia down there, kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so there's different people groups that are pretty much split up based on their drug of choice. So they have their tribes based upon what drug they use.
Yeah.
And each of those tribes has their own sort of, I don't want to say judicial system or government because it's not quite there, but they have kind of norms and like a culture that they all abide to keep each other safe.
Interesting.
And so the heroin people.
Like their own kind of code.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. Sort of. So there's like the heroin community will always stay away from the cocaine community. And if they do, like they can have like clashes if they overlap with each other because they are different communities, different tribes that have their own territories in these tunnels.
The Montagues and the Capulets.
Yes. and so they have their little communities and they're shockingly sophisticated. Depending on which one you go to. Some of them, they're just like sleeping on the floor. But some of them have like tents and stuff set up. Some of them actually have like gotten like plywood and stuff from...
And like probably built...
And built like rooms. And there's like... There's one where there was... I watched a video where it showed one couple that lived down there. They have like a little living room with like some couches they found and a bedroom with a bed they found. They even have a shower. They like tapped through the sewer and got a shower set up. And so they've got a shower.
A sewer shower?
Yeah. It cleans me. It's water. sewer's probably not what.
Yeah.
The right term is. Probably a water line.
Okay.
They tap through.
That makes more sense.
They have a functioning shower.
Yeah.
That they just uncork and they can clean themselves with. And so they've built these communities. What they had to do, though, is most of this tunnel system is storm drains.
Oh.
In Vegas, it doesn't rain much. But when it does,
occasionally floods them out.
Yeah, and so it'll flood out. So it's pretty common for people to just have all their things just washed away in these floods. Mm. So the people who are there long term have lifted their houses on cinder blocks. So they have these like four or five cinder blocks that they've got, and they built like a floor that so the water will rush underneath them instead of carrying all their stuff away. So they're like on stilts, kind of like a beach house, a little underground beach house.
Okay.
Why'd you look at me like that when I said that?
Just because I comparing a tunnel town house to a beach house is a little.
I mean, I guess
it just made
fair.
Me uncomfortable.
I guess it's fair.
I mean, I understand the concept that you're saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Because when the tides rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tunnel tides.
Yeah.
The tunnel tides are coming. So. Yeah,
I mean. They got to pay attention to the weather, though. There's one person down there just playing Microsoft's flight simulator. He's like, guys, there's a storm coming.
Guys, there's
tomorrow.
A storm coming. You know? Yeah, because a lot of them don't go out much. They stay in the tunnel a lot. And so, I mean, theoretically, they wouldn't know until the storm's draining.
They're like, oh, no, water's coming down here.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty sad because like if you're not set up for it, if you're not ready for it,
it's actually pretty sad. As if anyone was listening to this conversation and being like, "That is a good like, yeah, of course it's sad.
Of course it's sad. Yeah." But if you're not set up for it, it could very easily wash away all your things and you. So it's not a
That's interesting. They have like tribes and stuff. I mean, that makes sense. That
yeah.
How many people do you think are down there? Do we have any kind of population?
Yeah, 2019, it was estimated over 1,000 people lived in those
tunnels.
Wow. Full time. And so, but I mean, there are people who still come in
cycle
and out.
Cycle in and out, yeah.
Yeah, so it's there. And I watched some videos where there's like people that have been there for 5-10 years living in these tunnels. Like, it's their life is living in this tunnel, which is just nuts.
They give birth down there?
Oh, God. I hadn't seen that. But I mean, I'd assume. Probably.
Do they have a school?
Tunnel High.
Tunnel Tots.
Tunnel Tots. Tunnel Town High. That's a Disney movie, if I've ever heard it.
Tunnel Town High? You think so? That's a Disney movie?
That's a Disney
You think
movie.
That's a Disney Channel
that's
original?
A Disney Channel original, if I've ever heard it.
Well, and it's a musical, too.
It's a musical. Welcome to Tunnel Town High. We'll see you underground.
When the rain comes. Oh, it's bad. It's rough. Oof. Hey, I swear, dude, there's someone who watches our podcast and takes these jokes because, like, in 2 years, we're going to see a Tunnel Town High on
Tunnel Disney Town Channel. High. Yeah. I'm waiting for it. Tunnel Town High. Welcome to Tunnel Town High. But there's also a story that there's a secret tunnel under the strip that connects all the casinos for the rich and powerful.
Oh, I bet, though. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like there's definitely that at Disney World.
Yeah. Where do they put Disney's frozen head?
No, but yeah, I guess.
Have you not heard that?
I think that I've heard the rumor that that exists. I'm thinking like when celebrities go to Disney World, they don't just walk among the common folk. They don't.
Depending on who it is.
I mean, Chewbacca mom got to go after, and they had her going on all the. They have like all the behind the scenes things.
Did they really take her?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you can buy that. You can purchase a private. I don't think it's tunnels. I think it's, but it really is like a, you know, like the secret little gateways between each of the rides.
Interesting.
That they just take them behind, and they just like come up
the
and
fast pass. The Blast Pass.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you this because Candace was like, we got these things called Fast Passes. And I was like, whoa, that's some celebrity stuff right there. I've never heard of. That's great. Do they just give that to the rich and powerful? Yeah, Tim. Actually, I believe that Disney's Frozen Head is hidden in the Matador, like the that ride, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden that?
Yeah.
Just so you know, there's a Sasquatch in it. I didn't know that the first time. It was also nighttime. And it was super freaking scary. Like,
you're like, Candace? Because she knows she got the Wookiee thing.
The Wookiee thing? No, I got it. You think that she walks around in a Wookiee costume?
I thought so.
That's her whole
thing.
I've
only ever seen her with the mask on.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, some guy on TripAdvisor. Some guy on TripAdvisor was asking about the secret tunnels under the strip.
He was like, "Yeah, what do you all think of those? Can I go down there?"
No, he's like, "I heard there was a large tunnel underneath the strip that only the rich and powerful guests are allowed to use." This is my favorite part. He said, "A guy named Eddie told me about it."
As if that gives enough info on TripAdvisor. Y'all know Eddie. A guy named Eddie told me, like, you're writing about Las Vegas. And you're just like, yeah, I mean, there's a big tunnel. Maybe this will ring a bell. Eddie told me about it. Do you know Eddie?
Yeah, this guy responds, yeah, I think it's behind the secret pizza place at Cosmo.
You got to go in and be like, hey, man, is Sam here? And they'll be like, follow me.
Follow me. Yeah, no, it's you go in and you say pizza, pizza. And they take you underground.
tunnel. Okay, tunnel. Right. pizza.
That's Tunnel Town. That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's all I got. It's crazy.
That's pretty wild.
1,000 people live down there.
1,000 people
or more. They maybe probably more.
Yeah, and it was really exciting is that Life Church just opened up a new campus.
Tunnel.
Yeah.
What's a tunnel view? Our tunnel view campus.
Tunnel view?
Tunnel view.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Cool.
Fiddle off then.
Oh, I was wondering which one was going to say it. I was going to wait it out. I was going to be like, all right, let's see where we go here.
There's bands down there.
There's bands?
Yeah, fiddle off.